This is Larry Kensington with Dayton Public Radio's Arts Focus. The Dayton Circus Creative Collective was officially founded in the summer of 2006 by electrical engineer turned artist Lorana Wong, who actually quit her engineering job to start the group. Earlier in 2006, Lorana had organized the Dayton Sideshow, an event that brought together painters, sculptors, dancers, musicians, performance artists, and others, a sort of critical mass of creativity that inspired just about everybody who took part. One of the people most inspired was visual artist Jen Breeman, who since has become the circus's number one fundraiser, as well as one of its most enthusiastic proponents. Lorana and Jen poured a lot of time and energy into getting the circus established. Lorana told me that her main idea was to make the group as broad-based as possible, an idea that really grabbed Jen's attention.
Once the circus started, it became about just not about artists in particular, but about creative people in general. So, like, I talked to my friend, a business who has his own business. He's a computer guy. Mm-hmm. I talked to the city planner, you know, got those type of people involved, too, to where it wasn't just artists for a show. Now here we need all these different people for a group.
And the response mostly was positive and enthusiastic?
Oh, it totally was. I mean, Jen can tell you about that. Yeah, tell him your response to when I asked you about it.
Oh, goodness. Well, first off, I have a completely different background than Lorana. I've been active locally in art and music since I was much younger, and I'd always loved these kinds of projects, like when we had Canon Art Collective here, which was actually headed by another engineer. And also, Lorana went through what she wanted to do and is exactly what I'd been imagining for Dayton for, like, the last 6 years. But I never found a partner that I honestly thought had the drive to keep doing what they said they wanted to do. You know, a lot of people talk. Lorana actually works.
Jen, too, did some work, contacting a lot of her artistic friends and acquaintances to see whether they had anything to contribute to the cause.
Like, a friend of mine who ran a record label in town said he was completely behind it and he'd give us any help he could. We had someone 1 week into me asking questions say that they would donate a kiln to us if we got a space. And so I ended up walking around all the time with this packet where I just kept writing down everybody's names and phone numbers. And so all of my conversations were like, hi, do you do anything that you really like doing? We can find a way to work it into this. And I would just, like, find a new section in my notepad and write down their name and phone number. It was a fantastic 2 months where I kept coming up with bigger ideas of what we would do.
It was a buzz. Just the same way we created a buzz about the sideshow, the same thing happened with the circus. And people were it was
I think I called you
inspiring.
Twice a day every
day.
Yeah,
it was so inspiring there for a while. So. I mean, because we were getting together to talk about what our vision was and, like, really get the nitty-gritty out and, like, sort of bond as a group.
The group has now grown to about 100 members. Not all of them artists or even trained in art. What they all have in common is their commitment to the city of Dayton and to having the circus be the place where any person with creative ideas can go to get the tools and encouragement they need to make those ideas reality. The circus's treasurer, Mark Jeffers, says that the circus will really succeed if it helps to make Dayton, in his words, the kind of place where high school and college students move after they graduate, someplace cool. What the circus would like to have eventually is a home of its own. Right now, the group still relies on borrowed space for its shows and events. Jen Breeman likes to think in 5 years' time, the circus will have that home and will truly have become Dayton's center of creativity.
I would hope that we would have a stable headquarters building because lots of times creativity ebbs and flows, and I feel having an anchor point will make it so it doesn't ebb as low when it ebbs. I'd like for us to be able to have a lot more shared tools for making art because for a lot of people it's having the equipment to make the art, not having the ideas. And so I'm hoping that in 5 years, if somebody came to us and was like, I want to have this film set, we could be like, we have everything you need to make it. Or if somebody told us that they wanted to put together a kind of parade, we could be like, all right, we have giant puppets we can make you just one room over. So that's where I want to see us in 5 years, is an anchor point to be able to help almost any kind of dream happen.
To find out more about the Dayton Circus and its upcoming events, as well as how you can join it or donate to it, visit DaytonCircus.org. This is Larry Kensington. You can listen to recent past Arts Focus features and even download them from the Arts Focus archive at dpr.org. Arts Focus is a production of Classical 88.1, Dayton Public Radio.